From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The special UN envoy to Syria says the ceasefire is holding as to humanitarian aid.
On that one, the UN is
we have a problem.
The United Nations faces a problem in shipping humanitarian aid into Syria. The UN envoy for Syria said Thursday, pinning the blame squarely on a lack of authorizations from Bashar Assad's government that has even disappointed the Syrian president's key backer, Russia. Stefan de Mistura says the U.S.-Russia brokered ceasefire deal agreed to last week has largely reduced the violence since it came into effect, but the humanitarian aid flows that were expected to follow have not materialized. De Mistura said, "These are days we should have used for convoys because we have no fighting. We cannot let days of this reduction in violence be wasted by not moving forward on that." De Mistura also noted that under this agreement, the trucks of aid are supposed to be allowed to reach their destinations without inspection. That would circumvent what has been a criticism of earlier aid efforts when both government forces and rebels were accused of blocking certain items from reaching civilians. The new UN Refugee Agency, a new agency report released Thursday indicates 3.7 million refugee children under the agency's mandate do not have access to a school or even basic education. The report shows that when armed conflicts or political instability send people fleeing from countries across the world, children leave behind not only their homes, but also in many cases, their education. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama welcomed Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi to the White House and had some good news for her and her country's struggling economy after decades of isolation. As VOA White House correspondent Cindy Sain reports, both leaders acknowledge there is still a lot of work to be done on democratic reforms and human rights issues in Myanmar, but the country has come a long way since Obama visited Aung San Suu Kyi under house arrest a few years ago.
It was not the first time the two leaders had met, but this time it was under very different circumstances.
If you had predicted 5 years ago that Aung San Suu Kyi would now be here sitting as the duly elected representative of her country. Many people would have been skeptical, but it's a good news story in an era in which so often we see countries going in the opposite direction.
After Wednesday's meeting at the White House, the president had a major announcement.
The United States is now prepared to lift sanctions that we have imposed on Burma for quite some time.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the White House.
A large-scale recovery effort is underway in North Korea following devastating flooding that began August 30th. Nearly 140 people have been killed, 400 are still missing, tens of thousands displaced. About 140,000 people are described as being in urgent need, having lost their homes and belongings, with some 600,000 others affected by a loss of drinking water, ruined crops, and a lack of health care. Tens of thousands of homes and other structures, including schools, were totally or partially destroyed. Some of the destruction has been blamed on poor infrastructure and deforestation, making large areas of North Korea vulnerable to flooding. North Korea's government has mobilized brigades of soldiers to reopen roads and distribute relief goods to help victims of the flooding. So far, the United Nations World Food Program says it has delivered food to more than 100,000 people. Doctors treating former Israeli President Shimon Peres says he continues to improve after suffering a major stroke. The director of the Neurosurgical Intensive Care Unit at the Sheba Medical Center near Tel Aviv says Perez's awareness and responsiveness has improved since he was taken out of a medically induced coma. Despite the progress, the spokesman says it is too soon to project a recovery. The 93-year-old Perez was hospitalized Tuesday after feeling ill and was quickly diagnosed to have suffered a stroke. He is the elder statesman of Israeli politics. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.